Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And we welcome you into this Wednesday edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. Happy to have you here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined as always by my co-host, Kenneth Nash. And Kenneth, you've got your coffee on hand. I've got my Dunkin' over here on hand.
Dunkin' as well.
Oh, Dunkin' you have Dunkin' as well? Really?
Yeah, it's courtesy of my own coffee pot. But yeah, it's Dunkin' branded.
Oh, well, who turned you on to that Dunkin' branded coffee?
The grocery store.
I don't know if that's true. I think I deserve, not to be cocky, I think I deserve, though, some credit. Come on.
Well, if you want me to admit that I've never seen somebody so obsessed with a brand of coffee as maybe you, then yeah, I
will
admit that.
That is all I ever wanted to hear. Thank you for that. Yes, Dunkin', if you're listening, please sponsor me. America runs on Dunkin', so does Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com. But anyways, Kenneth, enough about our coffee bantering. We've got plenty to talk about regarding the NHL draft. Today, it's a nice day outside, a nice autumn day, Kenneth. It's a great day to sit down on your couch or sit down at your desk and watch on TV or on your computer, wherever you may stream the NHL Network, watch the Dallas Stars and 30 other teams navigate rounds 2 through 7 of the 2020 NHL draft. Certainly an odd time, Kenneth. Last night, round one went off pretty seamlessly for the most part. There were a couple kinks, a couple of glitches here and there, specifically with Zoom, but those are expected when you're running a virtual, all online draft. But regardless, it was a fun experience. Got to see a lot of prospects have their dreams come true. While I didn't get to necessarily, you know, come down from the crowd, get on the stage, put on their jersey and hat with the front office and the top brass of their organization that chose them, it was still a good night. They got to celebrate with their families at home. We got to see some of those celebrations. And the Dallas Stars got to make their pick. Now, they came into the draft at 30th overall. There was some chatter about whether they may try and trade back in the draft because they don't have, at the moment at least. We're recording this, by the way, Wednesday around noontime. So I believe the NHL right now is in the 50s in terms of picks or 40s. So I think it's 50s. So Stars are still a while away right now. They don't have a second or third round pick. At the time that we're recording this, that may change. We all know Jim Nill likes to have as many picks as possible in a given draft. But going back to 30th overall, there was some speculation they may try and trade back, Kenneth, if they could potentially net a second or third or both picks in the second and third round. But they ended up selecting at 30th overall, Kenneth. And guess who they got? They got the name that could not be better for the Dallas sports market. There couldn't be a better name. Maverick Bork, a center from the Shawinigan Cataracts in the QMJHL. Make sure we say that right, Kenneth. Shawinigan Cataracts. But Maverick Bork, I think, you know, Kenneth, first off, a great name. But overall, as we've seen and as we've been able to kind of read about the player, hear from him on Zoom last night and hear from Star scouting staff, a really good pickup for this Dallas Stars organization.
Yeah, obviously, first off, and all definitely joined the all-name team for the 2020 NHL draft, Maverick Bork. It was destined. I think it was meant to be for him to end up with the Dallas Stars. And then the Shawinigan Cataracts is an all-time great team name just in general. And they've got great sweaters. If you haven't seen the sweaters, fantastic all the way around. But, yeah, the Stars feel like they got a bargain, I guess. They got a bit of a steal taking Maverick Bork with the 30th overall pick, 18-year-old playing in Canada. He's Josh, first of all, he's one for the future. That's a soccer phraseology you hear a lot, but one for the future.
Well,
he's,
now I'm learning. Thank you for teaching me soccer terminology.
You know, between Sean and myself, we're gonna get you on the soccer train.
That's
here.
Off season priority number one here.
But Bork, 18 years old. He's not a big guy, but he's definitely a work in progress. I think that may be the way to kind of advertise it. He's definitely got some growth and growing left to do and development left to do. But a highly, highly skilled player. You hear, if you go through scouting reports, the thing that consistently comes up is his hockey IQ. He knows what's going on. He has ability to read the play, read what's going on the ice. His vision is fantastic. And then he's able to make plays that other people just didn't even see. And so that's what the Stars are banking on, is that he continues to develop, continues to get better, and then pairs that with a top-notch hockey IQ and can become a top-end center for them, top-end forward for them in the future.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think going back to what you said, that high hockey IQ and that vision, those were two topics that Jim Neal and Joe Megdanell really harped on. And even the analysts talked about after the Stars drafted him. He sees the play really well. And Kenneth, you know, for transparency, full transparency here, you and I, and I think a couple other Stars media members have sympathized with this. After a two-month-long run through the Stanley Cup playoffs and a one-week turnaround to the draft, we haven't had a whole lot of time to scout players, to look at film, to really get a grasp on what these players are bringing to the table. But from what we've read from the draft experts, from the guys that spend 365 days a year studying these prospects, ranking them, checking out every game that they play, looking at statistics, looking at analysis, it really sounds like the Stars got a good pick here. Joe Megdanell saying that he's far from a finished product. As you said, Kenneth, size still seems to be a little bit of a concern. Throughout the regular season, of course, the QMJHL season, like many other minor league hockey seasons, was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic last spring. But through 49 games, Kenneth, he had a really good run with the Shawinigan Cataracts. In those 49 games, he was a top 25 goal scorer in the QMJHL altogether. He had 29 goals, 71 total points in those 49 games. Just his second season with Shawinigan. He's only 18 years old, Kenneth, and right now, he's 5'11", 185 pounds. That is a growth from where he was at the end of last season. Joe Megdanell, one of the Stars directors of scouting, saying that he had already gained about an inch and a half in terms of height and about 10 pounds in weight since the season was canceled. So certainly bulking up, getting to where he's, as Joe Megdanell said, physically mature for the NHL, for NHL competition, even professional hockey competition in the AHL as well. Still growing, and at the age of 18, that's kind of what you expect, Kenneth. A lot of these prospects are young. They're younger than us, Kenneth. They're 5 years younger than us. What happened to our lives?
That's sad.
Yes, that is. But at the same time, they're young, they're small, they're quick, they're still growing into their full stature. And that's what Maverick Bourque's doing right now. But as you said, Kenneth, the high hockey IQ, the vision, the smarts, Joe Megdanell saying he's a really good point producer, and more than anything, they just love how he competes on the ice. They love how hard of a worker he is on the ice. They said in terms of their draft ranking, they had him below 15. Of course, it'd be crazy if they had one of their top 15 prospects fall to them at 30, but he said they had him much higher than 30. So he's somewhere in that 15 to 30 range. As a result, sounds like they got a good deal, Kenneth. It wasn't a reach by any means. It looks as though he may have even fallen a couple spots in their eyes. A couple of the draft experts and draft scouts had him ranked in the 16 to 20 to 22 range around there. So it certainly seems as though the Stars got a really good value for their pick at number 30.
Yeah, that seems to be the idea. They got good value. I know that when you look at the Athletic and in their prospect rankings, Corey Pronman in his final mock draft had him going 23rd to the Philadelphia Flyers. I believe one of the other writers at the Athletic had him in the top 20 in terms of draft prospects. So for the Stars to get him down at 30, I think is good value for them. And an interesting note, at least based off of elite prospects, which is where you can turn to learn about some of these guys you may not have ever heard of. It looks like for the 2020-2021 season for Shawinigan, he's the captain for them this year. And so that's an interesting little note for an 18-year-old to have that role. We obviously know about some of the leadership of the guys coming up through the Stars organization, specifically Ty Dellandrea. It looks like the Stars are potentially getting another budding leader in the organization with Maverick Bourque. So that's always nice to see when you see young guys like this who produce on the ice, produce points and produce offense, but they also seem to have some of those hardworking leadership intangibles. And it seems, at least by the fact that he wears the C, see that Maverick Bourque is a part of that group.
Yeah, Ty Dellandrea, captain of the Flint Firebirds. Even Thomas Harley was an alternate captain for the Mississauga Steelheads this past season. So Stars definitely loving that leadership aspect for these young guys that can grow into hopefully leaders for the Dallas Stars down the road. We'll talk plenty more about Maverick Bourque's work ethic in general, Kenneth, and just what probably makes him, at least probably contributes largely to his effectiveness as a leader. We'll talk more about that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we step away from the best-selling authors of The Daily Stoic comes the ultimate stoicism guide to success, resilience, and virtue, to accept what you cannot control and adapt to what you can. Sports teams across the country are applying this popular philosophy using stoicism's key idea that you control how you respond and play. You don't control what the refs or fans do or how the ball bounces. It's about what you did to adapt. Lives of the Stoics, The Art of Living from Zeno to Marcus Aurelius is available now wherever books are sold.
Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, welcoming you into this Wednesday episode. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined by my co-host, Kenneth Nash. And Kenneth, rounds 2 through 7 well underway while we're recording this episode, but we're still looking back at Tuesday night, round 1, Dallas Stars selecting Maverick Bourque of the QMJHL with their first round pick, 30th overall. And Kenneth, as we've said, we've talked about Maverick Bourque, the point producer, the high hockey IQ, the vast skill set that he possesses. And you even look at, like you said, on Elite Prospects, one of the scouting reports on Maverick Bourque is from the Elite Prospects 2020 NHL Draft Guide. His hockey IQ is unreal. Out of nothing, he's going to make plays that no one else can see on the ice. Bourque is very effective at putting the puck at the proper space so he can protect it. He's so good at bringing defenders to him. With the occasional head fake or a change of speed, he's shown a real knack for luring defensemen out of passing lanes. So again, Kenneth, harping on that, he has the high hockey IQ. He's a point producer. He's a really strong competitor with this Shawinigan team. But Kenneth, he's also the captain, as you mentioned, and that comes from, more often than not, it comes from a strong work ethic and a strong determination to work hard and continue working hard. He's learned that, Kenneth, from living on a farm. Now, we have to talk about Maverick Bourque, the dairy farmer. He lives on a farm with his family right now. And yes, what a story, because I think Sean Shapiro even said this in his story last night. He can't wait until, you know, travel's allowed again. We're past the pandemic. We're back to a little bit of normalcy where he can eventually travel up to this dairy farm in Quebec and hear Maverick's story from a firsthand perspective. But Joe Mignogna mentioning it last night that he is a farmer, and as a result, he's up early in the morning farming. Then he goes to school, comes back home, and farms some more. He's very competitive. He's down to earth. He's got some siblings that have helped push him along the way, that have helped him to continue to be at his best. And that, more than anything, Joe Mignogna saying that farming aspect of his life shows his work ethic. It shows that he's a determined guy that's going to get the job done.
Yeah, you always want to bring in kids who are hard workers, especially when they've shown their ability. You know, they translate it. It's not just on the ice hard work. They do it in all aspects of what they do in their life. And when you're 18 and you see the work he puts in on the ice and off the ice, you know, that signals that he's going to continue developing well. He's going to continue to put in the work. You know, he's not going to be, you know, it's not, hey, I got drafted, cool, all right, my job is done here. I got to the NHL or got at least got to an NHL organization. But he's going to continue to work. He's 18. He's got a lot of room to grow. We talked about his skill and his hockey IQ, but there are a couple of question marks about him. Number one is his size. He is not a massive player. And when you're not big, you have to find other ways to create. And the other question would be his ability to kind of create and use his hockey vision in a faster paced game. Obviously, he's doing it in the QMJHL, but translating it to the NHL is a whole different ballgame. It's faster paced. There's the guys you're skating with, they're all elite skaters. You don't get to the NHL without being an elite skater. And so he's going to have to speed things up a little bit. But the fact that, you know, he works hard off the ice and they think that they've seen, I mean, they've seen that translate to his ability on the ice. You would think that he'll continue to put in the effort, continue to grow, continue to develop. And, you know, you're talking 3 or 4 years from now, he might be on the cusp of cracking the Stars NHL roster, fighting for a spot at least. And he looks like if he can kind of speed things up, get a little bit bigger, put on a little weight, he might be a cornerstone, a building block of this franchise down the road, alongside some very, very talented youngsters that we've seen in Victory Green this year and that are making their way quickly up to Dallas.
Yeah, he certainly fills a void in the pipeline in terms of playmaking ability, being that playmaking center that the Stars can grow around down the road. Of course, you're not expecting Maverick Bourque to be an NHL player in the next year, even really the next 3 years, Kenneth. He's definitely a prospect, still working to fine-tune some things, but he has the hockey IQ. He's a great creator. He's got the smarts and the skill set to be an NHLer down the road. That's what the Stars were looking for at 30th overall, and that's what they got with Maverick Bourque. When getting to talk to him last night, it was really cool, Kenneth. He talked about that farming parallel helping establish his work ethic, and he said it's kind of like, you know, you put in hard work today, and he's like, on the hockey side of things, I got drafted today, great, it's a dream realized, today I'll never forget, but I know that tomorrow morning I have to wake up, go and put in a strong practice, get better on the ice. So he's always looking to get better every day. That's what you want in a prospect. He's, as I said, a great creator, high hockey IQ. We've beat those topics into the ground, Kenneth. But one of the last little tidbits, the really cool thing, when asked about who he likes to learn from and who he likes to mold his game after, he mentioned Braden Point, who Dallas Stars fans got to know really well, not in the best ways, throughout the Stanley Cup final, as a creator and as a just pure goal scorer and playmaker. And also Nick Suzuki said he really loves how Nick Suzuki sees the ice and how smart he is on the ice. So those are two parallels that you can look at when trying to see what Maverick Bourque may look like down the road. But one of the coolest parts is, Kenneth, with the Stars getting to the Stanley Cup final this year and having a lot of national exposure on the big stage. In years past, when asking prospects, have you watched a lot of Dallas Stars hockey? Most of them say no. And that's largely acceptable because they aren't on the national stage a lot. These guys in Quebec and these guys in Western Canada, these guys in Sweden and Finland, they don't have Fox Sports Southwest, unfortunately. Great place, great network, but they don't have...
They don't get to listen to Josh and Razor.
Yes, they don't, unfortunately. But it's sad that they don't get to see... They may not know a lot about the Dallas Stars coming in terms of how they play. But when asked last night if he got to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, he said he probably watched every game, saw a lot of the Dallas Stars. He raved for a few seconds about Miro Heiskanen and his abilities, and also talked about those, you know, cornerstones, those veteran cornerstones, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, and Joe Pavelski that he really admires. So certainly he knows what he's getting into. He's excited to get into it, and the Stars are happy to have him. It's a match made in heaven, Kenneth, 30th overall. But now we shift to the next couple of picks. Now, of course, at the moment that we're recording and the NHL's drafting, the Stars do not have a second or third round pick in this year's draft. Their next pick coming up is going to be in the fourth round at 123rd overall. That is assuming they don't trade back into the second or third round. They have a pick at 123rd overall in the fourth round, 154 in the fifth round, 162 in the sixth round, and 185 in the sixth round, and no pick in the seventh round. So, Kenneth, you look at rounds 2 through 7. You're not necessarily expecting them to find any bona fide prospects in rounds 4 through 6, but it has happened before. Jamie Benn and John Klingberg, both fifth round picks. I mean, you, just off the top of the, that's off the top of the Dallas Stars roster. Joe Pavelski was a seventh round pick back in the day. These guys are still in the draft and, you know, they're still waiting to be picked. Someone that could really surprise and turn a lot of heads in the NHL. Joe Mignanel saying there are still an awful lot of good names left on the Dallas Stars board. They're just going to take it a pick at a time. But what are you looking for with these final four picks that the Stars may use or may trade around to get some other positions?
Yeah, this late in the draft, you're searching for either diamonds in the rough, and that's you're going to have to rely on your scouting. That's where those guys really make their money is they find the guy that nobody else really knows anything about or hasn't done a whole lot of research on, and they're able to get them late. Or you're looking for guys that have one or two, you know, high end skills whether it's size, whether it's speed, whether it's, you know, the ability to handle the puck, maybe they're good finishers, and they lack in other departments, and you're going, okay, we see this one NHL-caliber skill. Can we develop the rest of these skills to get him, actually get him to the NHL? So you're trying to find those kind of guys, those are, or just guys that are kind of grinders that you know are going to work hard, that you know that are going to continue to put in work day in, day out, try to get to the NHL. You're taking flyers a lot at this point, especially considering the Stars aren't picking again to the fourth round, at least at this point. You know, you're not getting the sure thing. But if you can find, if one of your four, five, six, or your two sixes, if one of your last four picks becomes a fringe NHL player, that's a success in my mind. I think most teams would go, yeah, that's a very successful day. You know, you get Maverick Bork, who looks like he could be an impact player at the NHL level potentially, and then you get another guy that makes it to the NHL. That's solid. Two guys from a draft when you only had five picks is not bad. So the Stars are going to look to do that, see if they can find the diamond in the rough or find the guy that they think they can develop into being an NHL caliber player.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the Stars will be looking for as rounds 4, 5, and 6 play out today, obviously following round 2 and 3. We're getting through the second and third rounds as we record this. Should be a fun day ahead in the NHL as we wrap up the 2020 NHL draft. But we also have some free agency news that we need to talk about, Kenneth. Specifically, with the restricted free agents, Dallas Stars qualifying a couple of RFAs, also letting a couple walk. We'll give you the details on all of that right around the corner when Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. Stick with us.
Before we step away, we know that there's been a never-ending cycle of laundry cycles, incoming emails. You got plenty to do on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. Maybe you want Chinese food, somebody else wants pizza, maybe somebody else, they're craving a little bit of frozen yogurt. There's something for everybody on DoorDash. And with over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos and choose your favorite or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, or the Cheesecake Factory. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app and select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. Don't forget, code LOCKEDONNHL for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Kenneth, I'm proud of you, and I'm impressed, and I'm thankful and grateful that you have not rubbed in your fantasy football victory from this past weekend.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You have not. No.
And it wasn't even close, everybody. It was not close. So
just... Whoa. Wow. I shouldn't even have brought it up. I was hoping that you would be like, you know what, Josh? I'm proud of you for trying. I'm proud of your team for putting up a fight. But no, you're just going to go straight for
Are you 1-3 now?
Leave me alone. Yeah, maybe.
You can't hurt me. Is that what you said when I texted you?
Yes, he said, he sends me a Vince Carter gift saying it's over. And I say, well, you can't, I hate myself, so you can't hurt me any more than you already have. So anyways, and by the way, it's not even close. It was 10 points. So it's not that big of a gap. I won by 40 the week before. So I'm going to come back, though.
What about the 2 weeks before that?
I've already got some trade wins brewing, Kenneth. Just be ready. I'll see you in the playoffs. But until then, we've got Dallas Stars hockey to talk about, specifically free agency. As you know, free agency market opens on Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. But for right now, Kenneth, the deadline for qualifying restricted free agents is Wednesday at 4 p.m. The Stars are getting ahead of things. They've already announced their qualified list, as well as their unqualified list of RFAs. And
unqualified.
Well, I don't know. I non-qualified list. It's not necessarily unqualified, but
I think it's non-tendered. Non-tendered.
They were not issued a qualifying offer. They were not tendered. They were not issued a qualifying offer. Regardless, let's get through it, Kenneth. As you probably expected, last night in the Zoom call with Jim Neal, he was asked about the RFA qualifying window and the deadline, and he said they were going to qualify the majority of the players. They were going to qualify, you know, the names that you would expect them to qualify, and that's what they did. Radek Foxa, Denis Gurjanov, Roope Hintz, and Joel Lesperance all receiving qualifying offers from the Stars. So now that means the Stars retain their negotiating rights. They will not be UFAs on Friday when free agency opens. Teams will not be able to negotiate contracts with them. On the other hand, though, Kenneth, there are three names that were not tendered qualifying offers: Landon Beau, the goaltender, Tony Calderon, the right winger, and Josh Melnick, the right winger. So three guys that will become UFAs on the market on Friday. But let's shift back real quick to the four guys that are not going to be UFAs, that have a qualifying offer, which is essentially a one-year deal for the player. But now the next step, Kenneth, for these four guys is negotiating a new contract, an extension for these players. This is simply just a, they can't go anywhere. You're keeping them in Dallas for the immediate future, and now the next step is getting them those extensions, getting them the new contracts that they need. Specifically, Radek Foxa, who is arbitration eligible this year, who can go to arbitration, and Jim Neal mentioned that he is a priority, but at the same time, they're not necessarily worried about any of these four guys, specifically the top three, the three NHLers, Gurjanov, Hintz, and Foxa. Neal saying that he's talked to the agents and that he wants to get through the draft, get through free agency, and then they're going to start hammering out the details on new extensions. Kenneth, that's an interesting strategy, but a good one, I think, because this has been a quick turnaround for the Stars. They want to take everything as moderately as they can, not rush into anything, not have to be forced into anything, but take things step by step, take things day by day, as we're all trying to do right now in 2020. It's a weird year. But I think it's a good overall plan for the Stars and good overall move by the Dallas Stars today to re-sign or at least qualify these four players.
Yeah, these are all guys that I think the Stars view as long-term members of their future, long-term members of the franchise. Obviously, you look at Radek Foxa; he's been a mainstay in the lineup for quite a while now. And then you look at Roope Hintz, Denis Gurjanov; those are two young guys that emerged over the past. Roope Hintz, two seasons ago, and Denis Gurjanov this past season really emerged as building blocks for the future for this Stars team. And so you're going to get long-term deals done with them. And then you look at a guy like Joel Lesperance, who has kind of been up and down with the team between the AHL and the NHL. But I think the Stars like what they see from him as a potential probably depth forward of the future. And so it makes sense that you qualify, send qualifying offers to these guys. You want to make sure you're retaining their rights and the ability to negotiate with them and have priority with them. And so you would anticipate you're going to see long-term deals done. The Stars just trying to get out in front of it, but it's going to be, the timeline I think is going to be weird because it's so condensed. The draft finishes up today, and then you're diving straight into free agency on Friday morning. So it's such a condensed schedule that I think the timelines may look weird, and you may just get a bunch of news dumped on you at once at some point of a bunch of extensions being reached. But the good thing is the Stars have the space to bring these guys back. They have the ability to do so, and you would expect some long-term, either long-term deals or some bridge deals to get them to their long-term deal, especially for those first three guys, Foxa, Hintz, and Gurjanov.
Yeah, and Foxa was obviously just came off of a bridge deal of sorts, had a three-year deal with a cap hit, an average annual value of $2.2 million per year. I think, Kenneth, at this point, I would expect him to get a bump in salary and also a longer term, looking at 4 years probably. That's just my guess right now, just kind of reading the room, reading the situation. Foxa, as you said, has been a mainstay in the lineup. He's proven his value. He's proven his worth. So getting him locked up for 4 or 5 years, probably the best bet for this Dallas Stars team and Radek Foxa. Meanwhile, Denis Gurjanov and Roope Hintz both coming off of their entry-level deals, so it seems as though a bridge deal is the most feasible option for both of them right now. Obviously, both had really good 2019-2020 campaigns and playoffs, specifically Denis Gurjanov. But both of those guys, to get a bridge deal, 2-3 years to prove that they can still contribute and still produce the level of execution that they did in this last season, Kenneth, going forward and continuing to be a quality option in the lineup, quality top six scoring option, as well as all the other areas that both of them can contribute in on power play, penalty kill, etc. So I think right now, as Jim Neal said, get through the draft and free agency. then start negotiating these deals, getting these deals hammered out. With $13.2 million in cap space, Kenneth, and free agency seeming to be the priority, Anton Khudobin still needing a contract, Stars apparently still negotiating that, still working that out, trying to get him back. They've made that public. We know that. And Anton Khudobin, as far as it seems, wants to come back to the Dallas Stars, wants to take another run at the Stanley Cup. But we'll see how it all pans out, Kenneth. There's still a lot of time left to dig through this, another couple hours before free agency begins. We'll see how the cards fall, how the chips fall at this moment, Kenneth, and see just where the Dallas Stars are when it when the dust settles, especially after the final few rounds of the draft today and getting ready for free agency on Thursday and Friday. So other than that, Kenneth, a busy time for the Dallas Stars and the rest of the NHL. We're excited because it gives us plenty to talk about. We'll be back tomorrow, obviously, with a wrap-up of the 2020 NHL Draft and a little bit more of a preview for free agency, depending on how things fall into place today and tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. But, Kenneth, that's about all we've got for this Wednesday episode. So do you have any final thoughts for us?
As always, make sure to follow us on Twitter, at LockedOnStars. You can follow our personal accounts as well. I'm at Kenneth_Nash19. Josh is at Josh_Clark02. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast so we show up in your feed every single day so you can get all the latest offseason news, free agents news, trade news, contract news, anything you could want to get from the offseason, we'll have it for you. So make sure you're hitting subscribe so we show up in your feed every single day.
Short, sweet, and to the point. I like it, Kenneth. Other than that, hope you're all continuing to do well. Hope you're all continuing to stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you for your continued support here at the Locked On Stars podcast. It means the world to Kenneth and I, and we cannot wait to keep navigating this 2020 offseason with you. Target start date also, Kenneth, was announced by Gary Bettman. Target start date for the next season, January 1st. We'll see if that holds, but for now, gives us about 2.5 months before getting ready for that 2021 campaign. Don't even know if we're going to call it 2020, 2021, or 2021 just by itself, or 20, I don't know. Regardless, we'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Until then, have a great Wednesday. Have a great hump day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.